We have reached the stage of the show that we find out all things to do with tax and other bits and pieces. If you want to get in contact with us, if you've got any questions or points to make for Alison Spence-Clark.
To contact TRE, please call 952 78 4000. Email studio at tre.radio. Send us a WhatsApp on +34 645 99 67 95. Message us on Facebook, Talk Radio Europe Official, or tweet us at TRE Talk Radio.
Because nothing says the festive season, does it, Alistair? Like discussing tax and hacienda and everything else. Good morning to you.
Good morning. I thought it would be just appropriate just before Christmas, you know, to leave.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, quite a few of us would like to sort of hang hacienda's baubles from the Christmas tree, but that's another story.
That's certainly a truth.
How are you, my friend? Because it's that running, it's that mad Christmas, you know, because we're on Christmas Eve today, and it is of course, because of all things and restrictions and everything else, of course, men have had to move their Christmas shopping forward. So today, rather than Christmas Eve, we have to traditionally go out on Christmas Eve and do our Christmas shopping, and I am no exception to that, and I will be heading out after this show to go absolutely and blitz the shops for Christmas.
It's a funny time of the year. I mean, it's actually quite nice. The office has just closed, so today is the first day of Christmas for us, really, and we continue right through to the 3rd of January. So it's a lovely feeling. The thought of not having to answer any emails.
Yes, but then you get the problem when you get back and you sort of log in. You need the whatever leftover Baileys you've got and the few Quality Street, always the toffees that's hanging around at the bottom of the thing, to actually deal with the backlog of correspondence.
I'm not even going to think about that. But fortunately, anyway, Most people actually just don't bother to send emails at this time. They've got better things to do than talk about tax. On that note,
yes.
I thought we'd start off with a couple of stories, a bit of news, and then get into sort of the heavier stuff. But the first one, it was fantastic. This guy phoned us up and wanted to talk about, you know, capital gains tax on the sale of his house, because he was selling a home which he'd owned for 40 years, and he'd been living in it for 40 years, and he had not paid a penny of tax in Spain. I've never come across 40 years.
There's under the radar, isn't there? We always hear, trying to live fabulous under the radar, but that's, you know.
Absolutely. I thought it was just worth mentioning. It still happens. We still have people that do that. But he wanted to know how he could avoid paying capital gains tax. And oddly, there is a loophole in the Spanish system which allows it. All he has to do is file four years of tax returns as a resident, and his sins are forgotten, you know, three Hail Marys and done. So Spain can be quite kind to us. Very unintentionally, I have to say.
Well, indeed. And I believe there's a Christmas, a sort of an early Christmas present on the way as well.
Absolutely. This is a wonderful piece of news. You know that I can be a little bit sceptical as to the quality of tax law.
Voo, Alistair?
Me? Anyway, fantastic. We had a decision the other day where the Supreme Tribunal completely went against the Spanish tax office. I mean, total slapping of hand. The tax office has been denying companies a deduction when they make a loss. So you make a loss 1 year, then you basically next year you make a profit where you can offset last year's loss. Well, the tax office say, oh no, you can't do that unless you apply for it exactly in the right way. And if you don't do it in exactly the right way, we're not going to give you that allowance.
Right.
Which is totally outrageous. I've been here, you know, 33 years, and it's this criteria, this magical new way of thinking, and it sort of appeared about 10 years ago. Anyway, Supreme Tribunal gave them a good slapping and said, you have absolutely no right to do that. Okay.
Which is, I love the jargon there, by the way. A good slapping. I can just see it now.
Well, I wish the press in Spain would actually, you know, participate in this, because the Spanish tax office is the most abusive I've ever come across. I'm sure there are just as abusive ones in other countries, and the UK is not particularly wonderful. But they are very, very abusive, because if they can interpret something in the most negative way possible, they will do so and be very happy to do it. I mean, this comes on top of the Plusvalía scandal, you know, the tax that was regarded as illegal for 33 years. This is a 33-year-old tax. And the Constitutional Court, well, I think it was, finally said after 33 years, this is an illegal tax and you should not be charging this tax. Wonderful. So two Christmas presents, really.
Excellent news. But apparently, it's not all your festive sack of goodies. However, it isn't all good. We got three strikes and out here.
Yeah, I mean, there's something I have to talk about because we keep getting this situation where people, like the guy who'd been here for 40 years, but these are people with families, with children at school, and because they receive their income in the UK or Norway or wherever, they think, oh, well, I don't have to pay tax in Spain. And the Spanish tax office is seriously getting on top of this. You cannot live in Spain and not pay income tax just because you receive your income in another country. If you live here with your family, for example, there's absolutely no way you can consider yourself not resident. And you're going to get stung, and it's going to be very painful. So I'm going to raise it because we keep getting people saying, oh, yes, but I've been given advice saying I don't have to pay tax in Spain. Well, I say to them, can you show me the written advice, please? Can you show me? Oh, no. Well, I say to people, anyone out there who thinks, they actually think, I've actually come across this new category. I've never heard of it before, but I'm a resident, not resident.
Okay, that makes sense. Yes, exactly.
Anyway, anybody who still believes that their advisor is right, send them an email, ask them to give advice in writing, offer to pay for that advice in writing.
Yeah.
Okay? You won't get a response. If you do get a response, go and find a litigation lawyer because you're going to need to sue that advisor. I can't say it more strongly, okay?
What if
it is wrong, and advisors who pretend that a person who lives here with his family shouldn't pay income tax in Spain needs to be taken to court because the client is going to suffer. It's very human nature for us to believe the best news that we're given, even though we suspect it's wrong. But it's, the tax office every year says we are going after people who live here and pretend that they don't live here and don't pay any tax.
But they'll be using another buzzword which I keep hearing. They'll be saying, oh yeah, but I'm a digital nomad.
Oh, digital nomads are wonderful. Yeah, they, I mean, they can get caught as well. If you live here, you pay tax here, full stop. I'm not a tax collector. I don't get commission.
Yeah.
But I do deal with people. We're constantly dealing with people who are being inspected, having to pay tax, and very, very sad people when they have to pay 4 years tax in one go. It really is not a pleasant experience, and don't do it. You know, we're in 2021. The computer systems that Spain has, the tax office in Spain, are absolutely impressive. And if they haven't caught you yet, they'll catch you in a couple of years' time.
Now,
okay? I'm going to finish off on a bit of good news.
Yes. Come on, then.
Another present.
Go on, then.
Yeah, people who have been set up as autónomos recently, and they're enjoying the 60 euros a month first year, you know, the Tarifa Plana. The Junta de Andalucía is offering to extend that for a full year.
Ooh.
But yeah.
This is only for, once again, this is only for new autonomous, isn't it?
It's only for new autonomous. So what they're doing is they're trying to help people who have set up in business at this very, very difficult time. And they're saying, look, we'll help you a bit more. We'll extend the Tarifa Plana, the 60 euros a month, for a second year. It's worth about 1,300. It's not a small amount of money. Of course, you know, endless form filling and all the rest of it. But it is worth it. It's definitely worth it. So I thought we'd finish the news on that positive note.
Super. Now, I've been going through a bit of a Bowie phase recently. Right, and you're not laughing because you know what's coming up next. And you know, I've been reading about his work in the early 70s, between Hunky Dory and Aladdin Sane, and of course it's the Spiders from Mars and Ziggy. And you just sent me a link here saying Spiders from Madrid. Now, unless owning Bowie vinyl will get you a 50% tax discount, something tells me that that's not what we're going to be talking about.
Now, this is a little bit of nonsense, but it's actually quite fun. Web spiders, web crawlers.
Right.
Have you ever heard of those, Giles?
Vaguely, but refresh my grey, because obviously too many Quality Street and Toast Chocolate Orange.
Well, they're little bits of code which troll through the internet looking for stuff. So Google, for example, when you type in a search, it's using a web spider or crawler to find the text that you are you're looking for, and it stores that in a database. And so when you put a search into Google, it comes up with a website. Well, the tax office is doing exactly the same thing. So for the arachnophobes, okay,
right?
Yeah, they should be a little bit concerned because you know the tax office is using this technology to wade through all the internet sites which have something to do with Spanish business, even small ones. And they're going to be using that data. In fact, they have been using that data since 2015. And they're going to find businesses that are not declaring. That's what it's all about. It's the phantom businesses or the ghost businesses who have websites to generate business. They sell goods online or services online and don't declare that. And basically, the tax office is using web spiders and crawlers to find them. And they've had some success with this. If we go back to 2015, when they first announced that they were going to be doing this, the black economy in Spain was around 24%. Grey economy, the informal economy,
yeah,
the elegant
economy. Yeah.
The last statistic we have is 2017, and it's gone down by 7%. So from 24% down to 17%. Now, that's worth an enormous amount of money. That's 35 billion, 40 billion of money that goes into the Spanish exchequers. I think the social security system, or sorry, the national health system in Spain, costs about 120 billion. So a third of the cost of social security medical services has been financed by spiders.
Okay.
And crawlers. Creepy crawlies. So that's quite an interesting statistic. And the government announced yet again that they were having another crack at this. And they reckon that they're going to be investigating 6,600 ghost companies this year, in the year to come. Mm. That's a lot of money.
It's an interesting one as well. So presumably, I mean, if you use the social media to sell your, to mainly, because people can have virtual businesses, can't they, and sell stuff on
Etsy. Absolutely, yeah.
And I suppose you can get that thing. Well, I sell my, I'm not based in Spain. I just sell my goods on Facebook, on social media.
Yeah. I mean, you can use PayPal or whatever to receive your money, and the money is not in Spain, so it's quite invisible, apparently, to the Spanish tax office. But in fact, that's not the case. They're setting the spiders on you.
Setting the spiders on me. I'm actually
spiders from Madrid.
The spiders from Madrid, and also strange behavior of the different autonomous communities.
Yeah.
I mean, that can be a three-part miniseries in itself, but what have we got here then?
I've sent you links to a bunch of articles I've written, so anyone who wants to find out more about what I'm talking about, you should go to our website, spenceclark.com, and they'll find articles on stuff like spiders from Madrid.
Yeah.
And the next one is gift tax battles. I was obviously feeling quite lightheaded when I was writing these.
Yes, it's the sugar rush from the
sugar. Yeah. And Spain has 17 autonomous communities, and these autonomous communities have control over things like gift tax and inheritance tax and transfer tax. And the autonomous communities have been competing with each other, battles effectively between the legislators of Andalusia and Murcia and Valencia and Madrid and Catalonia. Catalonia is probably the worst, incidentally.
But yes, let's not go there, eh?
It's a lovely place, but the tax system is horrible. Basically, what's happening is that the different autonomous community are competing with each other. And, for example, Madrid has a 99% exemption on inheritance tax and gift tax. But Murcia has just come back with, if your uncle leaves you something, you get 99% gift tax exemption as well. And Madrid doesn't have that. So it's just crazy. We have 17 different countries in Spain.
Good grief.
Yeah, I mean, the system is mad enough, but to have 17 lots of legislation on gift tax is just beyond...
And presumably it's where you couldn't say to your uncle, can you go over to Murcia and then give me the gift, rather than, you have to be... You can't say just hop
over. It's kind of the obvious, isn't it? Yeah. I tell you what, before you give me make me that gift, I'm moving to Murcia.
Okay, exactly. Uncle?
And, unfortunately it doesn't work. You've got to live there for 4 years. you can't change your domicile effectively for tax purposes for 4 years on stuff like this. But I thought it was an amusing little aside to go with the insane tax rulings that we're getting, throwing out tax office behavior. Yeah. We're now getting the different autonomous communities. Well, it's been going for a few years, actually.
Just to throw some more fuel on the festive fire, as it were. And and again, we go back to this point about people who work for UK companies base themselves in Spain, and this is an issue. And like you said before, you know, you can develop a collective blind spot to this one.
It is, yeah, and it's human nature. People smoke cigarettes and they know perfectly well it's the worst thing they can possibly do for their health, but they still do it. And people, you know, human nature is what it is. But this is the more complex of all the subjects, so I forgive me in advance. It is very, very important because we do have an awful lot of people who live in Spain. It seems to be more every day, who live in Spain happily, work online, and they are working for foreign companies. Whether, you know, we have employers from Latvia, Czechoslovakia, let alone the UK, who want to employ, you know, Spanish programmers, Spanish sales assistants. You know, they want to employ Spanish talent. Often they're Brits or English speakers. And the thing is, where should you pay your social security? Now, you know, our favorite thing is tax. Social security comes in as a poor second for us, but we do have to deal with it because it's part of a payroll. So one of the big questions that we're getting these days from people who have, you know, their own company in the UK, for example, is where should I pay social security? And that may seem like a nonsense question, but it's not. It's actually a very valid question, and actually a very difficult one to get right, apart from the blindingly obvious, which is if you live in Spain and work in Spain, obviously you should pay social security in Spain.
Seems to make sense.
It seems to make sense, doesn't it? But people don't like paying social security in Spain because it's very expensive. The employer has to pay about 30% of salary, and the employee has to pay about 6% of salary. If you compare that to the UK, that's a lot of company contributions. So a lot of people want to, I'll pay social security in the UK. It works fine. That's fine. It's not, guys. And so I've written a long article. It's actually quite a complex one because it's actually full of little wrinkles. But basically, if you live in Spain, work from home, or you're working, traveling around, and you live in Spain and you work for a UK company, whether it's your own company or somebody else's company, you should be paying social security in Spain. And you should have a Spanish payroll with Spanish income tax. Now, there is one exception to that, and that is if you get seconded.
Okay.
So, okay, you've got a UK company, and that UK company has a branch in Spain or wants to open a branch in Spain. And so they second somebody. They say to, you know, maybe he's a Spanish guy working in London, and he says, hey, Pedro, do you want to go back and work in Spain for a couple of years and set up our operations? Well, that secondment, because it's a real thing, is an exception to the rule, and therefore you can continue to pay your social security in the UK because you're going to go back. The idea is you're going to go back, therefore why interrupt somebody's social security system? They're only in Spain for a few months or a few years, and therefore they can be seconded effectively and they can continue contributing to the UK system. So that's the exception, and it is the only exception. Okay?
Yep. With you on that one. Right. Right then.
Yeah,
so
it gets more complicated for company directors.
Yeah.
I'm going to say to people, this is too complicated for the radio.
Yeah.
But if you're a company director, you're a substantial shareholder of your company, then the rules are different yet again. You still have to pay Social Security in Spain, but it's not the same as an employment social security.
You know that period of the Christmas between, you know, they call it Twixmas, when you're not, you know, you're not quite sure what day it is, you know, between, and
yes,
and it is socially acceptable to start the day with a Baileys and Quality Street as a Toast Chocolate Orange as breakfast. But if you're looking for something to while away those hours before you attack the cold cuts, then perhaps to work your way through that article, Alistair,
I have to say it's a very interesting article, even though I wrote myself.
Even though it's
but it is a bit indigestible, so I'd suggest it before you have your lunch.
Indeed.
Maybe with a glass of Baileys,
yes.
Okay, just to let it go down a little bit better. But it is very interesting, and I've been trying. I spent hours digging out this information from the government websites, and it's a bit of an eye opener. It surprised me.
I was going to say you have the sound of a man who's seen too much when too young.
Yes, indeed. Yes. I'm aging very quickly.
If quickly, if people want to find out more or go through the articles, and they are excellent, and they are legible, they're very readable. They're not in accountant speak. If that's not too insulting to your Alistair, I do. No. Even a Luddite like myself can understand most of it. But where can they go?
Yeah, well, they can find us online, spenceclark.com, which is easy, or you can give us a ring at 95282-2943. So that's spenceclark.com. Or phone 95282-2943. Don't phone us in the next week or so, because we're not going to be there.
Exactly.
We're away.
And just quickly, so just a few festive ones. Will Santa have to pay imports? This is coming in. Import duties, you know, tax duties on presents he delivers throughout the EU or outside the Schengen area. And does Father Christmas, he does, thank you. And does Father Christmas, will he qualify as a digital nomad?
Yes, he will. He will, because he does not work in Spain.
Well,
he works in the Arctic Circle.
So, therefore, there we go. And we're not exactly...
He's a temporary visitor. He comes here. He comes here on secondment.
Perfect. You see, so there you go. So if you want to be completely, just grab a bunch of elves, head to the North Pole and have a very merry
Alistair. Have some fun with some elves.
Don't start on the belly, it's too early, Mr. Spence Clark. So, just quickly, listen, just thank you, because this is the last time we'll speak this year. But thanks very much for making the Spanish tax system both intelligible, but also, humorous as well. From all of the TRE.
I hope it's a bit of fun for a few people out there anyway.
Exactly. Alistair, have a great Christmas and New Year.
You have a great one too, and to our listeners.
I thought we'd leave with a bit of spiders, not from Madrid, but from Mars. Alistair Spence-Clark,
great
thank
choice.
You so much for your time today.
Cheerio, Giles.
Talk Radio Europe.